Hello, and welcome to part 7 of my Real Audio Reality Creating series. This final part of the series deals with integrating the physical and metaphysical reality creating tools into everyday life and some tips and tricks to making them work. These skills, physical and metaphysical, are best applied in the here and now. You are a physical person to experience reality creating on a physical level. The various tools I've introduced here are all intended to help you with your physical life. The application of these tools physically is not such a problem with the physical tools. However, with the metaphysical tools, you tend to use them only for esoteric related stuff. Not so. These tools have excellent applications in your everyday life. You just have to dig a bit to find it. Of course, the purpose in using these tools physically is not only to enhance your life, but also to make learning that skill easier. Once your unconscious mind sees a way that these new skills can benefit you, it will open up the floodgates to cementing them into your psyche. Even though you may not be so inclined, it is a good idea to try to use one physical and one metaphysical tool for your reality creating in tandem. You will find that combining reality creating tools like this has amazingly quick results. For example, you want a new car, so you knock off an energy ball or two during the day for that car. Then, at night, program yourself to engage in some dreams of you driving in that new car. In this way, you are loading the physical plane with the image of what you want, and loading the etheric plane with the image of what you want. When a reality-creating desire reaches this kind of penetration, it is only a matter of time before it manifests itself into physical reality. Silence is an important practice for implementing these tools in your life. The impulse, when you first learn something new, is to talk about it to others. With reality creating and these tools, when you do that, you open the door to others altering your perceptions of the new tools, before you have a chance to check them out for yourself. In the retreats, students are taken out of society so that the new skill can be anchored first, before sending them back into the mainstream. In this way, the power and validity of reality creating tools become cemented in your psyche, and you can resist when others doubt what you have already proved to yourself to be true. So, as you are trying to learn and test these new skills and tools, try to refrain from too much verbalization of what you are learning until such time as you have proved or disproved the skill to your satisfaction. Silence is also an important tool to use when you are reality creating a desire. Far too often you can talk yourself right out of what you want. When you talk about a desire before it has manifested, you dissipate the reality creating energy you have gathered, and even worse, you put that creation in the hands of other people's agendas of what they think of you and your incubating creation. So, when you are creating something, stay silent about it. Now, not every tool will work for you. Everyone is an individual, and we are all quite different from one another. However, I have included enough variations on reality creating tools so that many of them will work for you. The ones that don't work for you, or you find unappealing, put aside for another time. When you find one, two, or three that work, stick with them and hone them till you have them down pat. Then you can move on to some other tools that are available. It is more important that you have some successes than none at all. So trying several tools and working with the ones that work for you right up front can go a long way to anchoring your confidence in this new system. Confidence is an important point to make. The more confident you are with reality creating, the better you will get at the game. So give yourself the time and patience to build the inner footing needed to become a master at the system. In this same spirit, don't look to seeing big changes or big successes. You get the big successes by looking at the small ones first and following them. If you are looking for an ocean or a lake, you can often find one by following the stream. Reality creating is no different. Pat yourself on the back when you have a small success. That way you can have a grand ball when you have the real big one. I can't stress the importance of some kind of meditation on a regular basis for you. Meditation clears the mind of all the clutter so that more reality creating can take place. If you really want the fast track to anchoring these skills and manifesting your desires, make meditation a must and include it in your daily routine. Well, that completes this Real Audio Reality Creating series. I hope you've enjoyed this series as much as I did making it for you. My hope is that you can apply and use some of the skills I talked about here and make your life that much more pleasant and fun. So till the next series, have a great life.